Thank you, Chair. Australia recognises the challenges posed by the use of explosive weapons in armed conflict in populated areas by both state and non-state actors, and welcomes efforts by the international community and Ireland's leadership in drawing attention to this issue. We also acknowledge the efforts by Austria with the Vienna Conference and the papers by UK, France, Germany and the US, among other contributions we've heard today. Australia considers robust targeting processes which strictly adhere to existing international humanitarian law to be the appropriate way of addressing the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. In accordance with international law, we actively seek to minimise the adverse effects of armed conflict on civilians and to limit damage to civilian infrastructure in accordance with the requirements of distinction, proportionality and precautions in attack. Australia considers that strengthening compliance with existing IHL will go a long way to more effectively regulate the use of explosive weapons and reduce the incidence of civilian harm. In our view, a political declaration on explosive weapons in populated areas should do the following simple but important things. Condemn the targeting or indiscriminate killing of civilians in violation of international humanitarian law. Avoid the implication that any use of explosive weapons in populated areas is contrary to IHL, but instead distinguish between the lawful use of explosive weapons in specific circumstances and use in breach of international humanitarian law. Reinforce the importance of universal respect for existing principles of IHL. Recall that IHL applies to non-state actors who are parties to armed conflict. Underline that beyond any political declaration, effective implementation of IHL requires appropriate attention in military doctrine, strategic directives, tactical instructions, rules of engagement, education, training, and exercises of armed forces in the case of state actors, as well as the testing of new weapons and means and methods of warfare before the use in armed conflict. Recognise that in certain circumstances, a failure to apply force consistent with international law in pursuit of military objectives can itself have serious humanitarian consequences, such as the prolongation of conflict, including by actors who do not comply with the norms regulating armed conflict. And finally, encourage the sharing of good practices and operational policies relevant to reducing the risk of civilian harm in armed conflict in populated areas. In closing, Chair, some delegations have referred to the Australian paper on this issue, which I've shared with a few of you in the room today. I'm very happy to share that more broadly on request. I thank you.